Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it no more. Got a story and it's time to tell, 'cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening to everyone, and again, welcome to another airing of the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we count it a joy, a blessing, and a privilege to be here to share with you the Word of God. We thank you for taking out your time to join us this evening. We give God all praise, honor, and glory. We would like to begin by recognizing our sponsors as well, Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield of Butterfield Ministries. We thank God for the both of them, as well as our Covenant Fellowship Church under the leadership of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, Bishop Kevin Jones, and Pastor Zachary Osler. We thank God again for those ministries and all that he is doing in the body of Christ and allowing us to be able to share in the advancing of God's kingdom. Well, we're going to go ahead and go to the throne of grace tonight in prayer before we begin. Following prayer by Pastor Jasper, we're going to have a song just to usher in the presence of the Lord, because we know that when the praises go up, the blessings come down, praise God, and that will give an opportunity as well, if you have not already gotten your Bible, pen and paper, to take notes, for you to do that. So at this time, I'm going to turn the mic over to my beloved husband and the pastor also too of new co-pastor of New Season Ministries, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst.
Amen, amen. God be all the glory.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. We come before the throne of grace this hour, Father, for Lord. Such a time as now. And we thank you for your word, your spirit, and your power, Father, Lord. Thank you for manifestation of your glory, Lord, at this time, Lord. And pray for the people that listen to the word and broadcast, Lord, there be a blessing to them, Father. We pray, Lord, that open their ears and their hearts to receive what they'll say to the Lord, Father, this day and this time. And pray, Father, that your will be done, Lord, in this heaven to spiritually see what you want to see and spiritually hear what you desire for to hear. And to do the thing that you call command to do, Father. And pray for the work there, the ministry that you call command to do, Lord, they continue to go forth into all the world, Father, and to pray, Lord, that then nothing should lack anywhere, Lord. Pray that your people should be blessed, Lord, in Jesus' name, Father. Blessed going in, blessed coming out, Father. And pray for health and pray for healing of their body, mind, and spirit, Lord. And pray for their families, Lord. Bless them, Lord, and bless their heart, Father. Let your will be done, Lord. You enlighten us and you strengthen us, Lord, to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Eyes haven't seen. And ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing.
The Red Sea, multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi, from food stamps to more ice and Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watch them all fall for going against me, cause me and all my angels shot the devil up, while you was trying to pull me down. I leveled up, I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine, so even when I cried I knew I'd be fine. Prepare for a miracle blessing in these times. I praise them, raise them, name it, claim it. Every turn that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs, got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.
that worketh in us, and that power is the power of our faith. We just give God praise tonight and thank him for his presence. Tonight, the Lord has placed in my heart a message for you entitled Fruitful Blessings in Desert Places. Fruitful Blessings in Desert Places. I'm going to begin before I start the word, and I'm just going to go to the Lord in prayer. So I ask that you will just join me and pray for the strength, my strength, and also to clarity and understanding of his word. Father God, Lord, I just thank you tonight, Father. I thank you for another opportunity to share in your word, Father God. Now I ask, Lord God, that you anoint me afresh, Father God, to be able to minister your word with clarity and with understanding, Heavenly Father. Open the hearts and minds, Lord God, of those that are hearing and those that are listening, Lord God, that this word will touch and penetrate their hearts and minds, that they will be able to go forth, Heavenly Father, and advance your kingdom here in this earth. Lord, I ask none of me, Father God, but all of you, and we will be certain to give you all the praise and honor and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. If you will turn with me to Matthew chapter 14, verses 15 through 20. Matthew chapter 14, verses 15 through 20. And again, the topic for tonight's lesson is fruitful blessings in desert places. And we read from the King James text, even though there are times that we will use other texts to just add clarity and supplement the word, but our primary word and scriptures are taken from the King James text. Matthew 14, 15 through 20. And it reads, "And when it was evening, his disciples came to him." And of course that him, we're talking about the disciples going to Jesus. And said, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they say unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, not some, and they did all eat, and were filled, and they took up the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full. Fruitful blessings in desert places. On a recent return trip home from North Carolina to Georgia, we encountered several weather patterns and climate conditions along our 600 mile or so journey. I make it a practice whenever we travel to check the forecast prior to our trip so that we can prepare and the like. So we'll know what kind of weather we're to anticipate. As I began for this message, I began to reflect back on how life is somewhat like that 600 mile or so journey. In life, you encounter various quote unquote weather patterns and seasonal changes in your life and road conditions that may be a little bumpy along the way. And these patterns that I am referring to, sometimes they manifest themselves as life's ups and downs and life's peaks and valleys. You may even have those that like in your life, people that like to make predictions or forecasts over your life as to what they think your life may entail. Even you may have your life all mapped out and strategically planned. I know sometimes, especially in our young adult years, we have what we call our plan and our goals and things that we would like to see begin to unfold in our lives. But I recently asked my women's Sunday school class, I asked them the question, how many of you at 18 had a plan for your life and that your life now, whether you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, unfolded exactly as you had planned? Well, no hand went up, because sometimes life, as a matter of fact, most times life doesn't always go as we've planned. If so, if we could have our life go exactly as planned, we would plan for fruitful places. We would plan for blessings untold. We would plan for fun in the sun and good graces every moment of our lives. I have never heard anyone say that, you know what, when I was 18 years old, I planned to have these difficulties, and I planned to have these dry places, and I planned to have these bumps in the road, and I look forward to having pitfalls and desert places in my life. I have never heard anyone say that. But even in the midst of the journey, the Holy Spirit told me to share with you tonight that God provides fruitful blessings in the midst of desert places. Let's go back to the scripture text. If you look at verse 15, that's, again, our scripture text in Matthew chapter 14, verse 15. Go back there and take a look at verse number 15. Verse number 15 stated that Jesus and his disciples were in a desert place. It says here in part B of verse 15, it says, this is a desert place. Well, let's talk about some of the characteristics of a desert place, just to give you a visual and an idea of where they were, or the desert places that you may be and involved in or entangled in your own life. A desert, in a desert place, there is aridity. Aridity is a condition that is deficient of water. It's deficient of water. In other words, it's a dry place. Also, in a desert place, one of the other characteristics are extremes in temperature. Humidity. Things are muggy and sticky. And there is drought. In other words, conditions in a desert place are uncomfortable. They're not very welcoming. Most people would prefer the desert place to be a place that if you have to encounter it, you go through it, and it's, they would not prefer that it was a destination. You go through it, but you don't want to stop and linger there very long. We're talking about a desert place. Deserts are also a place where there is very little vegetation and growth. And even when there is some vegetation there, that vegetation meets with very low rainfall. It also vegetation that is fleshy. The stems are fleshy and they have swollen roots because of the lack of water. The leaves are very small and the vegetation there has a very short life cycle. Again, this desert place is not a welcoming place. Not welcoming for you, not welcoming for me, not even truly welcoming for vegetation. Have you ever found yourself in a desert place in life? The next portion of the scripture reads that not only were they in a desert place, but it also states that the time is now past. Look at verse number 15. It says, this is a desert place. And the time is now past, meaning that the day was coming to a close, or that the time was late and the opportunity for nourishment and being fed was gone. Or perhaps the opportunity, as it is in life's desert place, we may think the opportunity for a blessing has passed, or that you've missed it. Oh, I've been there. In times where I look and situations may not be as favorable as I would like, and I ask myself, has the opportunity passed? Lord, have I missed the blessing? Some of the characteristics of a desert place. Have you ever felt like you were at the point in your life where the time is now past, that the thing that you wanted to accomplish, that ministry that you planned to start, or that degree that you had wanted to complete, or even that baby that you may have wanted to have, or that relationship that you had longed for, that the time has now passed. And or that business, yes, that's right, or that business you may have wanted to start. Thinking to yourself that the time has now passed. And to accentuate matters even more, not only has the time passed, but then you now find yourself in what desert place? The disciples recognized the time and the condition. They even told Jesus to send the multitudes away. Let them go into the villages and buy victuals. In other words, let them go away and fend for themselves. Oftentimes, when we are in our desert place, we don't want to be bothered. We want people to just simply leave us alone, simply to go away, so that we can be just left to ourselves. Have you ever been there? We don't want others to see us in the condition that we are in. And so, therefore, many times we push away those people. And we push people away sometimes, even the ones that God sends around us to help us through these difficult times or the desert and dry places in our lives. But thanks be to Jesus. As the scripture continues, there begins to be, as Jesus enters in and comes in and begins to work, there begins to become fruitfulness in the desert place. I want to talk with you about steps to obtaining the fruitful blessing of your desert place. It begins to unfold here in this scripture passage in Matthew 14:15-20. The first step to obtain the fruitful blessing of your desert place is to, one, stay in the presence of the Lord. And verse 16, it says, but Jesus said to them, they need not depart. In other words, don't send them away. They don't need to go anywhere. They need to stay right here in my presence. So step one, in order to obtain the fruitful blessing of your desert place, stay in the presence of the Lord. Stay in his word. Continue to pray. Seek his face. Stay in the presence of the Lord. Continue. Don't draw from God, but run to him, even in the midst of your dry and desert place. Why do you say stay in the presence of the Lord, Pastor Constance? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because, first of all, there is rest in his presence. Exodus 33:14 tells us, and he said, this is Exodus 33:14, and he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. There is rest in the presence of the Lord. Number two, under staying in the presence of the Lord, is there is joy in his presence. Psalm 16:11 tells us, you make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with your joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Praise God. There is joy in the presence of the Lord. There is also restoration in his presence. Dry places have a tendency in our lives to cause us to feel broken, to sometimes cause us to feel defeated. But tell you tonight that there is restoration in the presence of the Lord. Acts 3:20-21 tells us, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the time of what? Restoration of all things. In the presence of the Lord, he brings restoration of all things. And it says, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. So stay in his presence, for in his presence is rest, joy, restoration, and also in his presence is provision. If you look at verse 16, Jesus said, give them to eat. He was going to have supply the needs of the multitude. He asked his disciples, you give them to eat, because there is provision in the presence of the Lord. Psalms 34:10 tells us that the young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. We're talking about provision in the presence of the Lord. God has prepared a place of provision for you. God can provide even in the midst of the desert places. That the song told us, get ready for the overflow. You are to expect the overflow and the fruitfulness of God's blessings wherever you are, and especially when you are in the presence of the Lord. So step one, stay in the presence of the Lord. Step two, to obtaining the fruitful blessing of your desert place, is to bring an offering of what you have to the Lord. Bring an offering of what you have to the Lord. Verse 18, they had told Jesus in verse 17, but all we have is 5 loaves and 2 fish. In verse 18, Jesus said, okay, whatever you have, bring it to me, because the little becomes the much when you place it in the master's hand. Oh, thank you, Lord. Bring them hither to me. And he said, when you bring them hither to me, he will take what you have. He will bless it. He will multiply. So bring an offering of what you have to the Lord. Bring an offering of your time. Bring an offering of your finances. Bring an offering of your service. Bring an offering of your praise. Because when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And Jesus Christ, when you bring an offering to him, when you bring an offering to the Lord, when you bring an offering to God, he will multiply and supply you a blessing, even in the midst of your desert place. Step number three, to obtain fruitful blessings in your desert place, is to stand still and let God be God. Verse 19 tells us, and he commanded the multitude to what? To sit down. Be still. Sit down. Don't try to get ahead of God. Be still and sit down on the grass. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples. And the disciples to the multitude, and they did eat. Stand still and let God be God. In other words, trust God to do what he has promised that he will do. He promised that he will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. He tells us also in 2 Peter 3:9 that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is not slack concerning his promise. 2 Corinthians 1:20 tells us, for all the promises of God are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. God is not slack concerning his promises. So you need to stand still and let God be God. Let him do what only he can do. He will move on your behalf. Yes, he will, even in the midst of the desert place. So we are to trust God to provide fruitful blessings in our desert places. Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to quickly go over and summarize those three steps again. So step one, in order to have the fruitful blessings in the desert places, is to stay in the presence of God. Step two, bring an offering. Sow a seed. Bring an offering of what you have to the Lord. Because even in the midst of the desert place, once you have brought that offering and you give it to the Lord, you are then placing seed in the ground. And when you place seed in the ground, there shall come forth a mighty harvest. Step three, stand still and let God be God. Don't try to get ahead of God. Don't try to do what only God can do. Trust him to do what he has promised, and then you will see the fruitful blessing even in the midst of your desert places. Praise God, and to God be all the glory.
Amen, amen, amen. Lord, we thank God for the word. Thank God for the woman of God, Pastor Constance, bring forth that powerful word. Amen. What a joy, what a blessing. We know that God's words do not come like boards. It shall accomplish that which is designed for it to accomplish. Amen. Words do not come like boards. And they stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And stand still and know that no matter where you are in your circumstance, God will see you through. Amen.
Amen.
Even if you're in a desert place, God will be there with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Amen.
That's
being
right
there with you, side by side, helping you to overcome what you need to overcome, because he promised he would do that for us, for his family, for his children, and for his saints, for God, people of God. Amen. What a blessing, what a blessed word. You desire to be fruitful. No matter, the word of God will be fruitful no matter what happens.
Amen.
God said we're not to return by the void. In that desert place, or a place that
flourished.
It's still going to continue to go even greater than that before.
Amen.
Because it's the word of God.
Amen.
Word of God, powerful. Word of God is going to produce. It's going to produce fruit. Amen.
Amen.
And that God wants to produce fruit in us and through us, through his word. Amen. Do what he calls to do. You just understand and trust in the word of God. Have joy in his presence. Amen. Restoration. Amen. And he will provide the provision for us each and every day. Amen.
Amen.
For our family, for our loved ones, and for those we're concerned about, God will make provision for all of us to trust in his word, to trust in his might, and to trust in his power.
And it is never too late.
Well, you got breath in your body. Never too late.
God is not bound by man's time limit. We have to be able to know, the Lord just put it in my spirit to share that God is not bound by man's time limit. It is never too late. Sometimes we have a tendency to feel and think that, oh, you know, it's too late for me because maybe I know that God knocked and I didn't answer the first time that he knocked, or I went ahead and I did what I thought that I needed to do, and then later on I realized that I needed to be in on the path that God has set for me. It is never too late. I don't care how old that you may be. It is never too late to begin to do the will of God. It is never too late for God to line you back up with his plan and his purpose, that plan to prosper you and to not to harm you and to give you a hope and a future. As long as you have breath in your body, it is never too late to do the will of God. Well, praise God. We're going to go ahead. I pray that that word was a blessing to you. We're going to go ahead and give the opportunity, if there is one that would like to share a comment about the word tonight, or if you have a testimony or a prayer request, just press 1 on your dial pad and we will dispatch you into the studio. And remember, as God's word has shared, that there are those that need to hear your testimony. Praise God, we have one. Your area code is 470, and the last 4 digits of your telephone number are 6399. Caller, you are dispatched into the studio. Go ahead, please.
Praise the Lord, and have to, good evening to everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Everyone in that respectable place. I just truly thank God for that word on tonight. Amen. I just like to say thank God for it, because, I mean, I just like to just say that this week I found myself in a desert place. And I tell
all
you,
right,
sometimes in the desert, sometimes out there in the desert, you don't see nobody. It don't seem like no help going to come. But I thank God that, you know, like you were saying that word there, if you stay in the presence of God, and if you stay in his presence, he promised that he wasn't going to never leave us, or no, he was going to forsake us. So even in our
right
place, but I tell you what, God is right there. And he's going to always send refuge. He's going to send a word. He's going to send some comfort. He's going to send something to let you know that he's there with you. You know what I'm saying? So I truly enjoyed that word tonight. I just want to say that I too were blessed by the word tonight. And y'all just keep on doing what God called y'all to do, and just hey, just keep going where you keep going. God's going to still do the rest.
Amen. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Thank you, my brother, for sharing that comment and that word. Praise God. We give God thanks. And yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Even when you find yourself in the midst of a desert place, as the scripture and the word tonight shared, that God, he does provide, that in his presence is a place of provision, even when it may look like, it may look like that the Lord is not there. It may look like you're in a dry place. But how many of you know that God teaches in his scripture that we don't walk by what we see, but we walk by faith in God?
Amen.
Praise God. We walk by faith in God. And when we are walking by faith in God, and the word tells us that it just takes just a mustard seed. How much fast today? Just a mustard seed of faith to be able to move mountains. And God will move on your behalf. I promise you that he will. All you got to do is to trust him.
Amen. Amen. And keep your faith going, because we walk by faith and not by sight. We don't go by what we see.
Amen.
We go by walk by faith. Amen.
Amen.
That faith will carry us through. The faith will please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God according to the word. So we walk by faith each and every day. Amen. Faith will bring it in. Faith will keep it going. Faith will make a stay. Faith will bring things into view. Amen?
Yes.
Your veil view.
Yes. Faith allows us to be able to see through our spiritual eye gate.
Mm-hmm.
Through our spiritual eye gate.
Yes.
And when we realize that the things that are in the natural, they are but temporary. They are subject to change. But when we look through our spiritual eyes, it's the things that are spiritual that are eternal and everlasting. Like the word of God is eternal and everlasting. And like his promises are eternal and everlasting. Praise God. We thank God. We give God the praise. We give him the honor and glory for his word.
And for his goodness and his mercy. And for his favor. Thank God for his peace, his love. Amen. It never ends. Amen.
Amen.
It never ends.
Amen. Praise God. Is there another tonight that would care to share the praises of God or prayer requests or testimony this evening?
Amen. This is your time. This is your hour. This is your moment.
Amen. Praise
God. For the goodness
God.
Of the Lord. Amen. To give testimony to him. He's being very good to us each and every day. Amen. He provided for us, provided for you. Provide for our family, for our children, for our grandchildren. And you go on and on.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, as we get ready to close out the broadcast tonight, we would like to share with you how you may get in contact with us. Our address is New Season Ministries International, and we are at Post Office Box 16264, Atlanta, Georgia, 30321-26-0264. If you are in the Atlanta area, we would love for you to join us in worship at the Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, which is located at 5883 Highway 155 North, in Stockbridge, Georgia, under the leadership of Bishop Archbishop Ruth W. Smith.
Amen.
Praise God. And or you may contact us via email. And that address is newseason@yahoo.com. New Seasons, and that's New Seasons, excuse me, INTL at yahoo.com. Well, praise God. We again thank you for tuning in tonight to another Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We pray and ask the Lord that you go forth this week to help to advance his kingdom in this earth, begin to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ wherever you are with those that need. And before we go out, we will not close the broadcast without giving the opportunity for salvation, praise God. And if you are on the line and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you don't know that if you passed away tonight, if your life ended tonight, that you would be in the presence of the Lord, because the word tells us absent from the body is present with the Lord, then we ask you to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Romans 10:9-10 tells us that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God has raised him from the dead, then we shall be saved. And so just pray this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner, Lord God. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my life for the rest of my life. Save me from my sins. And for you, I give you all the honor and all the praise, Lord, and all the glory. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. And if you prayed that simple prayer and you believe that prayer in your heart and you've spoken it with your mouth, then you are saved tonight. And the angels in heaven then rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Praise God and hallelujah. If you have given your life, send us an email and share with us of your new salvation in Jesus Christ. Well, praise God. We love each of you. Go forth and share the word of God, and to God be all the glory. Good night, and God bless.
Our God is an awesome God. From heaven above, with wisdom, power, and love, our God is an awesome God. Sing with me. Our God is an awesome God.
Oh, God, that I'm